This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Fight Life on the BetRivers Network.
What is up, fight fans, and welcome in to the latest installment of Betting Weekly Fight Life presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. I am Anilo Pirro in Colorado, my co-host Ray Flores in Chicago, getting ready to break down all the news and notes in the fight game from a betting perspective to get you ready for an action-packed weekend of combat sports. The month of May is upon us, Ray. It's getting sunny out, getting warm out. We got some great fights to talk about this week. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Anilo, and you know what, my friend, after coming back from Panama to watch the fighters down there perform, we have some amazing cards coming up this weekend. I mean, I'd have to say, in the history of this show, I would dare to say this is probably the most exciting weekend in recent memory, based on the fact of the ramifications that are involved in both MMA and boxing. And as we all know, every single week, we are here 52 weeks a year for all of you here on Bet Rivers. The fight game does not take a break. There is no offseason in the fight game. We are constantly watching fights out all over the world, and it is on Bet Rivers. So place your wagers, and we're going to point you in the direction that we think you're going to be successful for your pocket and your bank account.
Absolutely. Again, Bet Rivers Sportsbook, your one-stop shop for all things legal sports betting in a legal state near you. It's not just the combat sports. Of course, they've got the massive menu for the boxing, the MMA, but playoff hockey's here, playoff basketball, baseball season's in full effect. You can get all your action on those sports as well on the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. But Ray, we have got some action-packed fights to talk about. UFC 274 coming up this weekend, headlined by Charles Oliveira and Justin Gaethje. That is going to be an absolute war. And then in the boxing ring, Canelo Alvarez makes his return. So really good fights both in the UFC and in the boxing ring. I can't wait to dive into it. And away we go, man. This has got to be one of the more exciting episodes I think we've had with both sports, because I feel like there's been really good. We had Fury, what was it, a week or two ago?
Fury White.
Yeah, and then we had Ngannou and Gon, you know, at the beginning of the year. But now we've got two titans, one in the boxing ring, one in the UFC, clashing on the same weekend. I can't wait.
Absolutely. But before we get to this week, just a quick congratulations to Shakur Stevenson beating Oscar Valdez. He looked impressive. We smashed that.
Yes, we did.
In royal fashion. That was beautiful. I wish I would have put more than what I did. I mean, Bet Rivers was very generous. We got him. We took him from a minus 625 favorite to then at minus 153 by decision. And that was easy. He was fantastic defeating Oscar Valdez. On the other side, though, Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano, ended up on the short end of that one. But what a great women's fight, the best women's fight in boxing history. Congrats to Katie Taylor for really proving that there was no reason why she should have been the underdog. But boy, for those that had Katie Taylor, and you know what? I give her all the credit in the world. But, you know, Amanda Serrano, you know, she had her hurt in the sixth, let her off the hook. And then away we go. That's what happened with Katie Taylor getting the victory over Amanda Serrano.
And look, losing a bet is never fun, but if you're going to lose, it might as well be in that fashion where it's just a pure spectacle. And I really hope they run it back. I think Madison Square Garden, I saw a tweet like right after the fight, they've already offered to like host a rematch. Everybody wants to see that as well. So I'm curious as to what the lines might be for a rematch between those two. But yeah, tip of the cap to Katie Taylor. What a fight over the weekend.
No doubt about it, my friend. And now we go from Madison Square Garden to Las Vegas and then also Phoenix, Arizona when it comes to the UFC. So, my man, pick out. Where do we want to start?
Well, let's break down the UFC because I feel like the last two or three episodes I've ended at some point talking about how excited I am for the Oliveira and Justin Gaethje fight. And I am pumped up, man. And I'm not going to lie. I have an idea of which way I'm going to lean to my Stone Cold Lock, some interesting lines out there. But when it comes to just trying to pick a winner to win this fight, this might be the hardest decision that I've had to make since we started the Betting Weekly Fight Life podcast. I mean, the Cyril Gane, Francis Ngannou one was tough as well, but these are two absolute dogs going at it this weekend for the championship. And you've got Charles Dubronx Oliveira as the minus 177 favorite currently at BetRivers Sportsbook. The comeback on Justin Gaethje at plus 140. You mentioned this fight and this card is going down in Arizona. Some hometown connections for Justin Gaethje there. He also went to college out here in the great state of Colorado. So he's a nice little Southwest boy. But this is going to be a very interesting fight. And some news and notes from our friends over at BetRivers Sportsbook. The largest current wager is a $3,600 bet on the main event to not go the distance. And that price to not go the distance is at minus 357. Eight of Gaethje's nine fights inside of the octagon have ended before going to the judges' decision. And Oliveira, who's fighting in the octagon for the 30th time, he's only gone to the judges' decision three times in his 29 UFC appearances. So two knockout artists. We got one big bet on Bet Rivers. An interesting fight to break down, to say the least.
Well, you know, Justin Gaethje, he has won 7 of 8. His nickname is so apropos, the highlight, because you mentioned about the fact that both guys coming into this fight, they are finishers. Justin Gaethje comes at you and wants to tear your head off. This guy is a fantastic all-American wrestler, and yet he loves to stand and slug. That is what is in his DNA. That is the kind of – he's the kind of fighter that people just gravitate towards. They could watch this guy fight 10 out of 10 times, but not only is he fighting in the main event, but he's fighting for all the gold. He came up short when he fought the greats, the greatest lightweight of all time. I could say this because I work for the man. My boss, Khabib Nurmagomedov, the promoter of Eagle FC, he lost to him. You know, but other than that, I mean, Justin Gaethje has been tremendous. He lost to Khabib October 24th, 2020. That was Habib's retirement fight by triangle choke in the second round. But the win over Michael Chandler back on November 6th, prior to the fight against Khabib, a TKO win over Tony Ferguson, stopping Donald Cerrone, stopping Edson Barboza, knocking out James Vick. Listen to those names that I just rattled off to you, Anilo. Those aren't just run-of-the-mill guys. Those are top 10, top 5, top of the food chain kind of fighters in the lightweight division.
Yeah, I mean, the run of fights here for Justin Gaethje has been very impressive, to say the least. And there's no shame in losing to Khabib. I mean, everybody has lost to Khabib. I mean, he's undefeated for a reason. He's the greatest fighter the division's ever seen. So, you know, but this is going to be an incredible fight and a real challenge here for Charles Oliveira, who did successfully defend his title for the first time against Dustin Poirier. And that's a fight that I actually got right. If you remember, Charles Oliveira was the underdog in that fight. A lot of people buying into the hype from Dustin Poirier after he beat McGregor in the rematch. Oliveira is that dude. I know he has a little bit of a journeyman story, but he's currently on a 10-fight win streak. And we always talk about how styles make fights, right? There's no denying that both of these guys are knockout artists. But Oliveira certainly – it's weird because Oliveira has an advantage on the mat, even though Gaethje's an All-American wrestler. But we haven't seen Gaethje use that wrestling really outside of stuffing takedowns and whatnot. So I'm curious to see what the style is for Oliveira, because you know Gaethje's going to want to stand there and strike and bang and whatnot. So I can't wait for this one, Ray. And I just think that both of these fighters have different recipes for success. And I think another thing that's going to be critical here is Gaethje's patience, right? We've seen him mature as a fighter throughout the last couple of years with Trevor Whitman in his corner and whatnot. Didn't work out against Khabib. A war against Michael Chandler, he managed to pace himself. What is going to be the result against the current champion, Charles Oliveira?
Well, look, Charles Oliveira, 32 years of age, 32-8, 9 wins by knockout or TKO, 20 by submission. You mentioned about how Oliveira's better on the ground than that of Gaethje, even though Gaethje's an All-American wrestler. Well, you look at 20 of his 32 wins have been by submission. So he is just so crafty when it comes to being able to finish you off submission-wise. Look, he submitted Dustin Poirier by rear naked choke in the third round. Yep. That's not easy to do. Dustin Poirier is a tremendous Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner. And then you got to go back to his last submission win, a guillotine choke win over Kevin Lee back on March 14th, 2020. Then a win over David Taymor February 2nd, 2019 by Anaconda choke. Prior to that, He submitted Jim Miller, who's not easy to submit whatsoever. He submitted Clay Guida back on June 9th, 2018. I mean, this guy is just so crafty and elusive to be able to, when he's on the ground with you, he'll tie you up in knots and he'll find a way to create that opening to get the submission. And it's something that Justin Gaethje, I know he's got a real thick neck and he's got a very strong traps and neck, and you know, he's extremely powerful, and it could get slippery in there when it comes to him getting out of precarious submission situations. You cannot afford to do that, though, against Charles Oliveira. And here's another thing. Charles Oliveira's hands are not bad either. He has right. 9 wins by knockout or TKO.
No, exactly. And that's the thing, is we know that Gaethje's got great wrestling ability. He's able to get out of submissions, but as good as Gaethje is, you can falter to the best submission artist out there. I mean, he did get submitted by Khabib, and I'm not trying to say Oliveira's Khabib on the ground, but I mean, he's pretty damn good in his own right as well. So Gaethje certainly has to be careful there. A couple of little notions to throw out there. I believe 55 fights between these two professionally, 49 of the 55 have not gone the distance, right? These two dudes like to bang, and I'm not expecting anything less. That's why the fight to go the distance at minus 357, certainly a little bit of juice, but I think that is probably the way this fight is going to end up. But the one thing that concerns me about Gaethje is he's eating about 7.81 significant strikes per minute when in the octagon. There's no question he thinks he can hit harder than his opponent. He'll take those shots, and he's hoping that he'll knock his guy out. Oliveira, the journeyman aspect of Oliveira is what makes this fight very interesting, because it's a guy who's eaten some shots, been knocked out by some big shots, but also gone up from some of those big shots. So I feel like Gaethje's recipe for victory here is going to be keep the head down, land a couple of hooks, and away we go. But I think Oliveira is crafty enough to maybe avoid some of those and, you know, bring the fight into his favor a little bit.
Well, you brought up about the fact that Oliveira is kind of, you know, he's won 10 straight, really had a renaissance in his career over the past several years, but of his 8 losses, he's been knocked out 4 times, submitted 3 times. So it can be done if you are Justin Gaethje. It's not out of the realm of possibility. The last time Charles Oliveira lost, you have to go back to December 2nd, 2017, a TKO loss at the hands of Paul Felder. He's been submitted by Ricardo Lamas back November 5th, 2016, submitted by Anthony Pettis August of 2016, TKO win or TKO loss at the hands of Max Holloway back on August 23rd, 2015. Now, let me preface this by saying this is a way different Charles Oliveira. It's like there are two different careers that we've seen out of Oliveira. I don't buy into that notion that he's still susceptible to being knocked out, because in his 10-fight win streak, he has been absolutely brilliant. But again, I emphasize it can be done. And I think that if there's a guy to do it, it is Justin Gaethje, because he's so heavy-handed and he hits like a Mack truck. And why do I know that? Because I've talked to fighters that have been in the cage with Gaethje, and they go, this guy, when he hits you on the button, it's a different level of force behind his strikes.
And what's interesting here is, you remember where Oliveira won the title against Michael Chandler? Remember, he was in some trouble in that fight. Chandler caught him with a couple of big shots there early on, and to his credit, as a champion should, you know, Oliveira managed to rock him, weather the storm, and came back to win that fight in impressive fashion. But I think Justin Gaethje's strikes are going to be a little bit different than Michael Chandler's strikes. And we'll talk about Chandler here in a second. A lot of respect for him as a fighter, but we saw Justin Gaethje dismantle Michael Chandler in their war not so long ago. I think, you know, the fact that Chandler was able to present Oliveira some trouble, I think if Gaethje is in that same situation like Chandler was, I think he might be able to get the finish in that scenario. We'll see how it plays out. I just value Gaethje's striking ability a lot. And to see somebody like Chandler put Oliveira in a vulnerable situation in the past makes me think that if Gaethje can get to that situation, we might have something here.
Here's what I would say about Justin Gaethje. Not only does he hit like a Mack truck, but he is a massive lightweight. It is still astounding to me at how, at 33 years of age, he makes 155. The guy is enormous. He probably walks around at 170 to 180, and maybe that's me being generous. I could even see him walking around 185. The guy is enormous. I believe he's going to have the size advantage over Charles Oliveira. Now, will that make a difference in the fight? I don't know. I don't think so, because I think it's going to be technique and skill and who can handle each other's power. But a little bit of a preview, Anilo, with our Stone Cold Lock picks. There is a number out there that I was able to find on Bet Rivers, and I, as I look at the numbers, and I was diving into it, and I'm squeezing the juice, baby, ladies and gentlemen, on this program, I'm squeezing the juice because there is a number that is appetizing. I'm like, oh boy, I got a number. This is a beautiful wager. I can enjoy the fight. And man, I'm telling you, I'm really excited about my Stone Cold Lock pick coming up in a few moments.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Taking a look one last time here at the moneyline prices for these two fighters. Justin Gaethje, your underdog at plus 140, the comeback on the champion. Charles Oliveira at minus 177 currently on BetRivers Sportsbook. To go the distance, updated now at minus 455 is no. Yes, at plus 300. We got total rounds bets over 1.5. Under 1.5 is what that set out. To win by finish, Gaethje, yes, at plus 200. Oliveira, yes, at plus 100. A little juice with the no on both of those fighters, but certainly an interesting fight. Looking forward to getting towards the Stone Cold Locks. But we got a couple other fights we want to touch on here on the UFC 274 card. Justin Gaethje's running mate, teammate, Rose Namajunas, also known as Thug Rose, going up against Carla Esparza in a rematch about 6 years removed from the first time they threw down. And Carla Esparza defeated Rose via a third-round submission for the inaugural strawweight championship back in December of 2014, which was actually the UFC debut for both of these fighters. So it's been quite some time, a little bit of a renaissance period for both of these fighters. Esparza is on a big win streak. Thug Rose is the champion. This is going to be a great rematch.
And I am really excited. Carla Esparza, 18-6. She is 34 years of age, 4 wins by knockout, 4 by submission, 10 wins by decision. She's been stopped twice by knockout or TKO, lost 1 by submission, but she's been doing fantastic as of late. I mean, she has won 5 straight. Her last loss, you got to go back to that, is September 8th, 2018, a third-round TKO loss at the hands of Tatiana Suarez. Meantime, for Rose Namajunas, as you mentioned, 29 years of age, 11-4, 2 wins by knockout, 5 by submission, 4 by decision. She has been stopped once inside the, you know, she's been stopped once in her career by knockout or TKO, submitted once, lost 2 fights by decision. She has won 3 straight back-to-back wins over Weili Zhang, and then also prior to that, a split decision win over Jessica Andrade. But listen, Thug Rose Namajunas has been in some wars, Anilo. Yes. She has been in some bangers. Zhang, I mean, talk about that.
Oh my gosh.
What a battle that was back on November 6th in the undercard of Usman and Covington. And then she had a war against Jessica Andrade. She's had tremendous 2 wins over Joanna Jędrzejczyk. And the kind of run that she's been on, I mean, she also has a win over Michelle Waterson, who's not easy. You have to go back 5 years ago to that. But in this 5-year stretch that you look at when it comes to what we have witnessed, 3 fights or 3 different opponents she's been in the octagon with more than once. So 2 fights with Jędrzejczyk, 2 fights with Andrade, 2 fights against Weili. I mean, talk about a run. And then before that, before the fight with Waterson, a fight against Karolina Kowalkiewicz, the amazing kickboxer. Yeah. I mean, what a run by Rose.
Yeah, she's been very, very impressive and a much different fighter this time around from her first scrap with Esparza. So I'm curious to check out. Let's take a look at the odds here. Rose is the minus 195 favorite, as, you know, pretty fitting for the champion here. And the comeback on Esparza at plus 155. Remember, though, Esparza did beat Rose via a third round submission for the inaugural strawweight title back in 2014. So if you think history repeats itself, get Esparza at 17-1 for a submission victory over Thug Rose, although I'm not sure that's going to happen. We actually had one person on BetRivers Sportsbook who put $150 on that to happen. If it does come through, that lucky better will net $2,700. So good luck to that person. But Rose has lost just 2 times since their first meeting, with neither one of those losses coming by way of submission. So we'll see how that shakes out. But I personally lean towards Thug Rose in this fight. I think, look, you can't rule out Carla Esparza here, but I think that Rose has just really kind of developed and matured as a fighter as a whole. And I think, I don't really see her relinquishing her title anytime soon. Obviously, easier said than done, but I think she'll be prepared for this fight.
I think so. But here, my only concern, being in the fight business as I am and being at events all over the world every single week, is the fact that Rose has been, she hasn't had an easy fight. These have been battles and battles and battles for 5 years. And at a certain point, Anilo, from a body standpoint, sometimes the body, the mind is saying you can perform at this high level.
Yep.
But the body sometimes gives out on you and isn't able to perform to the level of what your mind is hoping to do because of the fact that you have gone through these physically taxing fights over and over and over again. Rose has not really had a break, my friend, in 5 years.
That's a good point.
You look at the fact that she fought Weili twice, November of 21. Last year, her year was dedicated strictly to Weili. The two battles that she had, or, you know, she had a first round head kick. Okay, so that was good. But then she had a war against Weili back in November, split decision. She had a battle against Jessica Andrade back on July 7, 2020. And then prior to that, she lost to Andrade back in May 11, 2019. So, okay, so maybe she had a break of about a little over a year to allow her body to recover. But before that, a war against Joanna Jędrzejczyk. She fought her in November of 2017. So this has been a run for Thug Rose to be in these high-stakes fights where she has to really put herself through an incredible training camp and get ready. So I think that her being 29 allows her not to deal with that physically taxing situation to where it affects the outcome of a fight. But if she was 31, 32, then I would say, hey, guys, caution here, because Esparza is 34 years of age as well. I mean, she's 5 years older than that of Thug Rose.
Here's where I'll end on this fight. And I still like Thug for this fight. But if Amanda Nunes can lose, anybody can lose. So I think there's certainly some value here on Esparza at plus 155. Not the worst price in the world as well for Thug Rose at minus 195. But it's going to be this is one of those fights that, regardless of where the action is for me, I think it's going to be an insane fight, a great co-main event before we get the big one between Gaethje and Oliveira. So I'm looking forward to this one. Every time Thug Rose steps into the octagon, it's usually always a banger. So that's going to be a fun one. But another banger that's probably going to take place. Let's touch on this one here. Michael Chandler and Tony Ferguson. Interesting kind of crossroads for both of these guys. Chandler's been in the UFC now for 3 fights. He's just 1-2, although his 2 fights have come to the 2 guys that are fighting in the main event here. And Tony Ferguson, at one point, you know, one of the most vicious fighters in the division, is kind of, you know, creeping towards that Donald Cowboy Cerrone, you know, stage of his career, who's actually on this card as well. But you got Michael Chandler as the minus 400 favorite. The comeback on Tony Ferguson at 3-1 at plus 300. Chandler needs a victory here. And obviously he was a big time fighter in Bellator, a well-respected household name in the fight game before coming over to the UFC. And look, respectable losses to respectable opponents, but you got to go out there if you're Michael Chandler and make a statement against Tony Ferguson.
I completely agree with you. Both guys are coming into this fight in losing streaks. Michael Chandler's lost 2 straight. You alluded to the fact that both guys in the main event lost to Oliveira, just lost to Justin Gaethje. No shame in losing to the 2 best guys in the world. But I think that Chandler came in and really looked impressive in his UFC debut. And Eli, I mean, the guy came out and really just set the world on fire when he went ahead and stopped Dan Hooker in the first round, dating back to January 23rd of 2021. Since then, a loss to Charles Oliveira by TKO in the second round, a unanimous decision loss at the Garden to Justin Gaethje. But again, no shame on that. For Tony Ferguson, though, I have to say, you know, Tony Ferguson is extremely talented, but he's 38 years of age, 25-6. He's been stopped only once, 1 loss by submission, but he's lost 3 straight. Those losses, Beneil Dariush, prior to that, you know, Charles Oliveira, the TKO loss at the hands of Justin Gaethje back on May 9th, 2020 in the fifth round. So, you know, he does hold wins over Donald Cerrone, Anthony Pettis, Kevin Lee, but losing 3 fights in a row is not a good thing. But if there's a guy who is probably the most dangerous that he could be in the midst of losing 3 in a row, it's Tony Ferguson, because people are counting him out. People are saying the end is near for Tony Ferguson. I don't think he's taking too kindly to that, but he's fighting a guy in Michael Chandler who's made out of something completely different in my estimation. You have levels of, you know, you have levels of toughness in the octagon, and these guys are 1A and 1-1A in my estimation. Chandler is as tough as nails, loves to tear your head off, knockout power. Ferguson, all action all the time. Big, strong, loves combat. These guys are going to meet in the center of the octagon in Phoenix, Arizona at the Footprint Center. and you're going to be thinking that they are throwing bombs at each other, like how Devin Booker decides to stand on the perimeter and launch three-pointers. That's how crazy it's going to be.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one. And I actually just finished watching Game of Thrones for the first time. And to make an analogy here, if I ever had to be in a trial by combat, I think I'm choosing Tony Ferguson to back me, because that dude is the definition of a warrior. I mean, I just think back to that fight against Justin Gaethje. He did lose that fight, but how is he walking after that fight? I mean, how are you alive? I mean, he like looked like a cyborg with like how destroyed his face was. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that can take a punch, it's Tony Ferguson. And I don't know what the future holds for him in his career. Like we talked about, Michael Chandler needs a big win here. This might be the most exciting fight of the card. I think, you know, it's almost like a precursor to the main event, because similar kind of styles of fighters who are just going to go out there and scrap. But I mean, you know, that's for a championship fight. Those fighters might have to be a little bit more careful. These guys are kind of fighting for pride, especially Tony Ferguson. Chandler needs to make a statement in the UFC. This might be the fight where all hell breaks loose. So I can't wait for this one. A lot of respect for Tony Ferguson, who, remember, from 2013 to 2019 had a 13-fight win streak. So it's been kind of this downward spiral for him. But what's the name of the game in the fight game sometimes is when you fall off hard. And absolutely, that's what we're seeing with Tony Ferguson right now.
The fight business is not too kind. The fight business is not about rolling out the red carpet and saying, okay, here is your glorious send-off. Typically, the fight business retires you instead of you retiring from the fight business. You're probably too young to remember this, but I love the Rocky movie franchise. So what I'm going to say is this: when it comes to what can you anticipate in this fight, I'm going to go back to Rocky III. Mr. T, Clubber Lang, when he said pain.
Yep.
And that's what I am expecting out of Michael Chandler and Tony Ferguson. Pain. But let's make sure that you don't deal with any pain, you the viewer, you the listener, because on BetRivers.com, when we get ready for our Stone Cold Lock picks, we are going to give you our best possible analysis on where you should wager your money and where you can get paid to where you don't have to deal with pain.
Absolutely. Well, before we do that, before we get to the Stone Cold Locks, we've gone over three incredible fights in the UFC octagon. Let's shift over to the boxing ring, where I'll say the face of boxing right now, probably the biggest fighter that we've seen for at least the last 3-4 years, the number one household name, Canelo Alvarez, making his return to the ring. Ray, you're the boxing guy, so I like to default to you here. Set this one up for us. He's got an interesting challenge. A win here could maybe set up a trilogy fight against Triple G. Talk to us about it, my man.
Listen, I am pumped about this because you have undoubtedly the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world, the biggest box office draw in the sport, returning. The king has returned. The kingpin that of Saul Canelo Alvarez. Listen, I'm a boxing guy. I go all over, and I'm going to tell you this right now. Without the shadow of a doubt, the number one pound-for-pound fighter, it's Canelo Alvarez, and then everyone else fights for number two, number three, whatever. From a box office standpoint, it's Canelo Alvarez, then everyone else is fighting for number two, number three, number four, so on and so forth. He is the man. This guy is in the prime of his career. He is 31 years of age. The guy is a four-division world champion, became the undisputed super middleweight champion of the world by defeating Caleb Plant back on November 6, 2021. By 11th round TKO. He has stopped his last three opponents prior to the win against Plant. He stopped and smashed, broke the orbital bone of Billy Joe Saunders back on May 8th of last year. Prior to that, February of last year, third round TKO over Avni Yildirim. The last guy to go to the distance with him was Callum Smith back on December 19th, 2020. He has gone up to 175. He crushed the crusher, Sergey Kovalev, in the 11th round back on November 2nd, 2019. Now, he's finding a guy in Dmitry Bivol who is, you know, the guy is super talented. He's 31 years of age. He is the reigning WBA, you know, light heavyweight champion of the world, coming off of a win over Umar Salamov back on December 11th of last year. Really hasn't beaten anybody of note since dating back to that of Joe Smith Jr. You would have to turn back the clock to March 9th of 2019. Now, before that, or, you know, after that win over Smith, a win over Lenny Castillo by unanimous decision, a win over Craig Richards in Manchester, England, back on May 1st of last year. So Bivol is very talented, technically sound, and is just, he's big, he's strong, he's tough, but he's no Canelo Alvarez. And as I look at the odds on Bet Rivers, I am, you look at the odds, Canelo is a minus 500. You want to break down the odds on Elo?
Yeah, let's take a look at them on Bet Rivers Sportsbook. And honestly, incredible skews, as you could expect here. You got Canelo Alvarez as the minus 400 favorite currently on Bet Rivers Sportsbook. The comeback on Bivol at plus 320, which not the biggest price for someone fighting Canelo Alvarez. You know, I mean, a pretty respectable number, which I think tells you something here. But get this, Ray, 96.9% of the money and 95.1% of the tickets on Canelo Alvarez for this fight. So, again, the massive favorite Canelo Alvarez is, as you can expect here, as the minus 500 favorite, excuse me, and the comeback on Bivol at plus 330. Let me ask you about this price, though, because I feel like, not that I'm going to lay minus 500, but I feel like that's, you know, not the worst price in the world for somebody of Canelo's stature.
I agree with you. Listen, Shakur Stevenson was more of a favorite last week than dating that of what Canelo Alvarez is. But again, our friends at Bet Rivers, this is why you come and watch this show, because you're looking at minus 500. Oh, that's a lot of juice. My friends, this is why you watch the Fight Life podcast here on the Bet Rivers Network, because I dive into the numbers, and I have seen, I'm watching right now on my screen, there is a sale, Anilo. Did you know about the sale? Did you know that Bet Rivers has a sale for the Canelo Alvarez-Dimitri Bivol fight? Because I'm the one to point out what that sale is, my friend, because I break it down, and as I look at the numbers, there are some things that are very appetizing. And not only am I going to give you a Stone Cold Log pick, but here's the thing. I'm all about taking care of you, making sure that you, the listener, and our audience is made, you know, that we have them covered from top to bottom. So what I'm going to do on this particular fight in a few moments, I'm going to give you my Stone Cold Lock pick. But then as I play, when I play blackjack, sometimes if I, let's say I have a 16 and there is an ace and the dealer says, hey, do you want insurance? I'm going to give you insurance to make sure that you are covered when you place your wager on your Stone Cold Lock bets, so that you don't get crushed, so that you are going to go ahead and put the majority of your numbers and of your money, you know, of your units, beg your pardon. That's the word I'm looking for.
There it
I'm
is.
Gonna put the majority of your units on this particular bet, but then we're going to have a side bet. We're going to have an insurance bet to make sure you're taken care of so that you still come out ahead. And you get it every single week here on the Bet Rivers Network.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it, man. And honestly, anytime Canelo steps into the ring, I mean, it's such a draw for the sport. And obviously, knowing what could come after this fight, a potential trilogy fight with Triple G, I think a lot of fans are anticipating that too. But I mean, look, a respectable opponent in Dimitri Bivol. I think we're all kind of expecting Canelo to come out on top. But again, anything can happen in this sport where one punch can change everything. But I just... it's crazy because when I, you know, mentioned kind of started teeing up the fight for you, I mean, you said best pound for pound fighter in the world. And I mean, he's been exactly that for so long right now. And, you know, sometimes fighters do tend to fall off this cliff, but it doesn't seem like that cliff is anywhere close right now for Canelo Alvarez. He's a one man wrecking machine.
Look, I mean, look, I think that Canelo has just, he goes up, he has entered Floyd territory since Floyd is gone. And Canelo is now the new pay-per-view kingpin and is the big box office draw in the sport. And him going up to 75, him defeating Caleb Plant in the way that he did. Yep. Caleb Plant is an excellent fighter. I mean, Canelo has been on this run that has just been absolutely astounding in very many aspects. 57-1-2. His only loss came in September of 2013 to the great Floyd Mayweather. Beat Daniel Jacobs, beat Gennady Golovkin.
Yep.
And yes, you did point out the fact I was in Japan when Gennady Golovkin beat Ryota Murata to do that fight. And if Canelo is successful, that third fight will likely take place in September. Golovkin wants it. His entire team wants it. I feel like the world wants it. And I think Canelo wants to go out there and get an impressive win over Bivol to line up that third fight against Gennady Golovkin. Because let's be honest, Danilo, there's no love lost between Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin. There's still some type of bad blood between the two. And I think the world is anticipating a third fight. And I think that this is a proper caveat and bridge to get to that fight. Although Bivol has other plans to try to spoil the party of one Canelo Alvarez.
Well, we shall see an exciting weekend of fights ahead, both in the boxing ring with Canelo Alvarez and then over in the octagon where you got Justin Gaethje and Charles Oliveira set to throw down on the main event of UFC 274. And as always, guys, if you're looking for a sports book to get your wagers in on, look no further than our friends over at Bet River Sportsbook. They've got all the odds, all the prices, all the menu wagering you want, not just for the fights, though. Basketball, baseball, hockey, that's all going on as well. So do yourself that favor, get signed up, and get rocking and rolling on the Bet River Sportsbook. But I'm itching, man. I want to make a little dough. Shall we pivot on over to the Stone Cold Lock segment, my friend?
Absolutely, my friend. And since we're on the boxing heater right now, I think let's start off with Canelo Alvarez and Dimitri Bivol, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. And I got a couple different ways that I want to go on this fight. Looking at the over-under on the rounds, 10.5. The under is pretty juiced at is a good price at plus 225. The over at minus 335. Again, Canelo's the minus 500 favorite on the money line. You can go the fight to go the distance, minus 250 at yes, no at plus 180. Although I'm not going to lie, you know, one bet that's kind of interesting me here is I think Canelo, I have a feeling he's due for some fireworks, my man. Yeah. I really do. And something that I want to consider for a sprinkle, I like the price here, considering especially he's the minus 500 favorite. You can get Canelo by KO, TKO, or DQ at plus 240. I am loving that price. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Loving it. Plus 240. To go from minus 500 to plus 240 for someone in Canelo Alvarez who's going to put on a show, has knockout power. I mean, how am I passing that up, right?
What I'm talking about, squeezing the juice. Going to wager this, when I told you I had an insurance policy, very similar to how I bet the Shakur Stevenson-Oscar Valdez fight, although Canelo has a greater chance to finish off his opponent in Bivol than that of what Shakur did against Oscar Valdez. But here's what I'm going to lean towards, because I'm all about, let's be smart. Let me take my emotion out of it. Let me think logically instead of thinking with emotion. What you pointed out about Canelo Alvarez producing fireworks is absolutely true. The number is amazing. I love plus 250. However, be that as it may, I'm going to use my logic and say that Bivol is a very proud champion.
Right.
The guy is Russian. He's coming in. He's 31 years of age. He's 19-0, 11 knockouts. He is a very talented and technically sound fighter. I've really never seen him get cracked with anything that I'm like, oh boy, this guy doesn't have a good chin. So where I'm leaning towards that I would suggest with my Stone Cold Lock pick, Canelo Alvarez by decision at minus 150. We are taking him from minus 500 to minus 150 to win by decision. Now, you're probably thinking, I love that number a lot, and that is a sale from our friends at Bet Rivers. But a way to cover ourselves, like how I told you when it comes to Shakur Stevenson and Oscar Valdez, cover yourself. Put a little bit of insurance policy on Canelo to win by knockout at plus 250. So either way, you're going to generate revenue if you put the majority of your units on Canelo win by decision at minus 150, because that's what my logic tells me.
Yes.
Nothing is said that Bivol is susceptible to getting starch, but if there's a guy to do it, it's Canelo Alvarez. So sprinkle a little bit on Canelo to win the fight by knockout or TKO at plus 250, and you're going to make money. We're going to generate revenue. That's the way to do it. So not only did I give you Stone Cold Lock picks, but I gave you an insurance policy to cover yourself one way or another. The only way this doesn't happen is if somehow Dimitri Bivol shocks the boxing world, which it would be exactly that. It would turn the boxing world upside down if he defeats Canelo Alvarez in some way, shape, and form on Saturday night in Las Vegas.
This might be one of the favorite ways we've looked to play a fight in the history of this show, right? I really love it. And obviously, it's always dependent on the odds, but they're giving you a real interesting way to take a minus 500 favorite. And I'm not trying to say guarantee, but I mean, really set yourself up to win some money here. And I like you said, if Bivol does something to shock the world, I mean, we've seen crazier things, right? Amanda Nunes lost and she was like the minus 1400 favorite for that fight. We've seen crazier things in the combat sports game, but Canelo is just locked in. Unless he's like looking way off into the distance at the Triple G fight, which I don't anticipate. He's got a good training camp, good head on his shoulders in the middle of his career. I don't see him losing this fight. To take it from minus 500 and set ourselves up with a minus 150 and a plus 240 bet, I love it.
How can you not take that, my friend? And when I was looking at it yesterday, I'm like, oh my goodness, Bet Rivers, sale.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, our viewer, listener, guess what? Bet Rivers has a sale for us, and we found it. So credit to us. And now let's get on to the Octagon, my friend.
Yeah, let's move over onto the Octagon as well. And, you know, I think this is going to be an interesting one. I've obviously got to center in here on the main event fight between Justin Gaethje and Charles Du Bronx Oliveira. This is going to – it's got a fight of the year candidate written all over it. And taking a look here at the odds one last time, Oliveira, the minus 177 favorite, which is that minus 200 and below, which we're looking at, and Justin Gaethje at plus 140. Love the price there. Let me come out and say this, though. If Gaethje's winning this fight, he's going to knock him out. I don't see this fight going the distance with Gaethje getting his hand raised. I don't see Gaethje submitting him despite his wrestling ability. And I'm looking here, Justin Gaethje, you can get him at plus 200 to win by finish or plus 205 to win by KO, TKO, or DQ. Probably worth a little sprinkle, in my opinion. But the longer this fight goes, my man, the more this is going to favor Charles Oliveira. And I just can't get the thought process out of my head against that fight against Michael Chandler. And I know I was talking about how I think Gaethje hits harder than Chandler, but Chandler hits pretty damn hard. And for Oliveira to kind of show that resistance and to kind of bounce back, that's got me feeling some type of way. So I think I'm going to look in this fight. I'm going to look towards Charles Oliveira. I know it's a minus 177 price. I love me some Justin Gaethje. I might do a little insurance policy as well with Gaethje plus 205 on the knockout to cover myself on the back end, because if he is going to win the fight, that's how it's going to be. But man, there is something about Charles Oliveira that just screams a long 10-year championship run. I mean, this guy just seems locked in. He's gone through the renaissance. He's been through the highs and the lows, and I think he doesn't want to go anywhere with his career. I'm looking towards Charles Oliveira minus the 177.
I like that, but here's the thing. I'll probably tail you on that, but my Stone Cold Lock of Nilo, as I'm looking at this, and you know what our rule of thumb is here on this show. We like minus 200 or below. That's right. Typically what our philosophy it is. And it has been since the inception of this show a few months ago. So I found another appetizing number. And our friends at Bet Rivers, again, are being generous to your guys, giving us this kind of information. Over 1.5 rounds at minus 190. Mm. Meaning, from a mathematician standpoint, you have to go, this fight has to go 7 minutes and 31 seconds to cash. So round one completed, and then we got to get in to just over the 2 minute and 30 minute mark in the second round at minus 190. Oh, I'm going to slam that all day, every day. I would typically say twice on Sunday, but the fight's on Saturday. So twice on Saturday as well, minus 190. Why do I say that? Because I know Gaethje's going to come out strong and has the propensity to finish fights early. But Charles Oliveira is still Charles Oliveira.
Yeah.
He hasn't lost in 10 fights. And we pointed out the names that he has defeated. Justin Gaethje is as tough as they come. Oh, my goodness. This guy can take some punishment, my friend. It took the great Khabib Nurmagomedov to the second round to finish him. So all that being said, I love the fact that this over 1.5 rounds. Now, does it scare me a little bit? A little, but not much, because when it comes to the under, I can't bet the under because both guys are the top of the food chain in the lightweight division, in one of the strongest divisions in the UFC. So that, to me, over 1.5 rounds, what a deal. I would even do this if it was over 2.5 rounds, Anilo. Right. That's how confident I am in this particular Stone Cold Lock wager.
I like it, and I think that's the right school of thought with the championship fight, and that's where I was kind of making the comparison of between Ferguson and Chandler, right? They're kind of fighting for pride in the leading up to the main event. This is for the strap. This is for the belt. Both of these fighters, as much as Justin Gaethje is going to want to put his head down and go to work, you're probably going to want to feel out Charles Oliveira just a little bit, and if you're the champion, Charles Oliveira, there's no need to take the fight to Justin Gaethje. Let Gaethje bring the fight to you, knowing you've got some size, knowing you've got the ability to take him to the mat. I like it a lot as well. Minus 190, good price. And I mean, look, it's a good way to bet a fight where you can really make a strong case for either one of these fighters. So I am looking forward to it, my man. This is going to be – it's one of those ones that even if I'm not wagering on it, it's get your popcorn ready, crack a beer, have a good time because you're going to see some fireworks.
It's one of those fights that I can't wait till after our bet cashes and we're into the third round. And I'm like, you know what? Our money's already being deposited into our account as soon as this fight's over on Bet Rivers. So I'm just chilling. So we're collecting money and we're watching a great fight. How do you not love that?
You love to see it. You absolutely love to see it. So I can't wait for this weekend, man. We've got Canelo Alvarez stepping back into the boxing ring. We've got an epic UFC 274 card headlined by Charles Oliveira and Justin Gaethje. Maybe an and still, maybe an and new. We shall see. Either way, it's going to be a banger. We didn't even get to talk about Cowboy Cerrone. I mean, that card is loaded as well, man. I mean, no shortage of fights this weekend for the combat sports fan.
Not at all. And you know what, Anilo? We do it at a price, and we do it at a very favorable price to the audience. I love Canelo Alvarez at minus 150 by decision. Back it up, plus 250 on the TKO. For me, over on the 1.5 rounds at minus 190 for you. You're taking Charles Oliveira, minus 177. That is a very smart pick as well. I'm going to tail you on Oliveira, although seeing Gaethje win the fight will not surprise me. But you know what? This is why it's called gambling. We're going to wager. Let's go, my man. This is going to be an excellent weekend of combat sports.
Well, and you mentioned it, too. I think, you know, for the boxing and the UFC, you know, good prices on both sides. I'm convinced that if Gaethje's winning the fight, it's going to be by knockout. You can get him at plus 205 there, you know, a little offset, a little insurance, just as we did for the Canelo fight as well. So I think that this is a really good opportunity for us to make some money on both the boxing ring and the octagon this weekend while having some fun at the same time. So I cannot wait for it. But my man, Ray, any closing thoughts? Where can people follow you on social media? And let's get them on their way.
Man, my man, all they have to do at SBR Flores again, at SBR Flores. So check me out on social media. I'm actually going to be doing a watch party at, you know, an establishment here in Chicago.
Follow me
on social media for all the information out there. Come out with me, hang out, we'll party. And then, you know what? At the same time, I'm going to make sure that we have our Bet Rivers app open. So if you have any type of reservations about when to wager, how to wager, guess what? We'll open it up for you. Join me on Saturday. We're going to have a great time, and I'm really pumped, my man. How about for you? Because I know you got the Colorado sports scene locked down along with the fight business as
Absolutely. I actually just found out that my favorite sports bar downtown is going to be purchasing this fight. So I'm going to be heading on downtown. It's going to be a great time. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Media by AP. If you want to catch the fight, give me a DM. Let's link up. First beers on me. We'll have a good time and try to make some money along the way on the Bet River Sportsbook. But for my co-host Ray Flores in Chicago, I am Anilo Pirro in Colorado. Thank you guys so, so much for listening to the latest installment of Betting Weekly Fight Life presented by Bet River Sportsbook. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Fight Life on the Bet Rivers Network.